You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Good morning, happy Sunday. This is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. Every week during the show, we share the stories, expertise and knowledge of business leaders large and small with you, the listener, and this week is no different. On today's show, I'm a little bit starstruck. I have got Rich Smith from Get Radio, the superstar that is on your breakfast show. And Rich has kindly agreed, or been forced to, join me to really reflect on some of the past shows here on the Business Brunch. Together, we're going to be doing that and we're going to be talking a little bit about what's happening in the world of business here across Oxfordshire. This is the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson. I look forward to welcoming the superstar, Rich Smith, after this. Get Radio. Welcome back. This is Get Radio and this is the Business Brunch. Today, I am joined by Rich Smith, and I've been trying to make him go really red by calling him a superstar and a superhero. And let's introduce him. Let's see if he's red. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you very much, Ben. I am suitably embarrassed and shy now for the next hour. Cheers for that, mate.
A real pleasure. We would hope that everybody listening to this show knows all about Get Radio. But for those who don't know, tell them who is Rich and what is Get Radio?
Well, my name is Rich and I make the tea here at Get Radio, as well as doing a number of other things that you may have heard of as well. I do Get Radio Breakfast between 6 and 10 each and every weekday morning. I do Weekend Breakfast, of course, with a funny little hairy man. That's Trevor, just in case anyone's wondering, and that's on 9 to 11 Saturdays and Sundays. Also look after the music and the production and the kind of day-to-day running of Get Radio, all sorts of bits and bobs, but you know that by now.
Amazing, brilliantly put. So as a DJ by outside the world of radio as well, the pressure is on you, Rich. You've got to pick a song for our listeners, and what is your song choice and why have you picked it? No pressure.
Okay, now, the reason I've chosen this, now, as I just mentioned, I do a lot of sort of work with the radio station with music, and the music that you hear on the station is kind of what I choose, but I don't choose it for me. I kind of choose it for everyone listening. I kind of choose it for kind of putting myself in positions of like, someone a bit older, someone a bit younger, a female, a male, like everything in between. So I kind of try and cater for everyone. However, after a few years of doing this, I have put a song on rotation, which I love. And we're going to play it again now because it is that good. It's called Artemis. I love the way you kiss me. And Ben, I love the way you kiss me.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back. This is Get Radio and this is the Business Brunch. I almost left this show for the first time in 180 shows because Rich shared my stories of kissing him behind closed doors. But anyway, let's go back to the world of business. Let's start with a big question. I like my big questions. Rich, what are you at Get Radio seeing in the world of business? What's happening in the world of radio? What's happening in the world of business? And what's happening on the ground in Oxfordshire from a Get Radio perspective?
I'll take you back a little bit further to when we kind of did a roundup show about sort of 4 months ago, I think it was. So I want to sort of take the conversation on from that point. I was quite positive in that conversation. I kind of saw that things were potentially improving and kind of getting better and normality returning after certainly Get Radio's feeling is that a lot of people have been suffering with pandemic. A lot of people have been suffering with cost of living and there's still loads and loads of things going on. I have to say this year from a Get Radio point of view has been, well, it's exceeded my expectations and it's been incredible. We've got in front of more people than we've ever got in front of before. We've taken on more advertisers than we've ever taken on before. We've done more things than we've ever done before, whether it being outside broadcasts, whether it being talking to charities, whether it be speaking to new people, we've done more. Now, I love it from a breakfast show point of view, chatting to more people, but also purely from running a business point of view, the more and more people that we get in front of, we tell about our products, and we show that it works as well, has definitely improved. And I really believe it's improved since February, since we last sort of caught up, Ben, properly on the business brunch. It feels like things are getting better. It feels like things are improving. It feels like people are wanting to shout about themselves across Oxfordshire. And that's a great and wonderful thing. Not purely for us at Get Radio, but for everyone else around as well. There's a feeling of, and I said this way back in February, that 2024 is going to be a potentially prosperous year. And I hope and I feel that that is the case so far, and long may it continue.
Really interesting feedback. And actually, I remember having the conversation back on that show at the start of Feb. And I think one of the things I'm going to challenge you on, Rich, if that's okay, so early in the show, is it? Do you think that because actually there was so much fear in Oxfordshire, and I think we spoke quite a lot about fear back in February, and we spoke quite a lot about businesses and individuals reading on the news, seeing predictions of economists, and actually, if we now flip this over to Get Radio, do we see this as that all of these great things have happened just because it's luck and the economy is getting better? Or actually, is it that actually you guys at Get Radio, hats off to you, have just really proactively grabbed the bulls by the horns and tried to get involved in every charity event you can, get involved in business networking events, get involved in businesses. And actually, the network that you've got and the network that have been on this radio show and the breakfast show just happen to be those people that are really proactive and really going for it and actually really taking every opportunity. What's your take on that piece?
It's all to do with us. We're great. It's exactly not the answer at all. I've got to be honest. There has been a number of things that we've touched on, and we've moved away from pandemic and cost of living and issues and problems with lots of people. But taking us right back to when we, myself and James, sat there and went, should we do a radio station? And we went, yeah, let's do it. One of the most important things that we said was that we wanted to be a local radio station for Oxfordshire. Now, it was desperately needed at that time because we were in the worst of times. Everyone was in the worst of times. That was a parallel across the world, let alone what was happening in Oxfordshire. That's changed now, and things have improved. However, that kind of opus memorandum, whatever the Latin is, still stands. It's still our main focus. It's still our goal. Now, obviously, Joe Public is kind of back to work a little bit now, is kind of doing a bit more things. There are still people that need help, need a platform, and we still want to be there for Oxfordshire, whether it be sporting events, whether it be music, whether it be charities, whether it be someone who's just got a fantastic business that goes, oh, actually, I didn't know I could come on the breakfast show and shower. I didn't know I could come on the business brunch and have a topic about what I do. I didn't realize that. That conversation is forever growing. And, you know, we've had examples in the last few weeks. We spoke to 001 Taxis, who said, I've never heard of you guys. What do you do? We told them exactly what we did. We said that we want to be here for Oxfordshire. We are a local brand. We can reach every single person in Oxfordshire with our radio station. And they went, wow, that's cool. We're on board with that. And that conversation keeps on happening. So look, it's a combination of us sticking to our principles and what we believe and not wavering from them and not kind of drifting into changing who we are or what we do. It's actually sticking to our guns and kind of going, actually, what was true 3.5 years ago is still true now. We still want to be there for absolutely every single person in Oxfordshire. And if every single person in Oxfordshire wants to come and advertise, hooray, that's wonderful. On the flip side, if someone goes, actually, I just want to tell someone that I've got a little event on this weekend, have I got the opportunity? Yes, you do. I think having an open doors policy to Oxfordshire, that's the only bouncer on the door is going, I'm just making sure that this is Oxfordshire. That's the only thing. we're just welcoming absolutely everyone and everything to the radio station. And I think a combination of all of those things has helped us grow. And also the radio landscape. I must talk about that just briefly. The radio landscape has changed as well. Familiar faces have dropped from the dial. New radio stations have popped up. Familiar DJs have jumped ship to different radio stations and all this kind of stuff. All of that upheaval means that there's a kind of a scatter process where people going, oh, my familiarity has gone. And we're kind of still new kids on the block with this, even though it's 3.5 years and what have you. It's still a while. We're still new kids on the block with this. And people are still discovering, finding, and fingers crossed, liking what we do. And as long as that continues, then we'll continue to keep the doors open here at Get Radio.
Amazing. Amazing. So you maybe intentionally or maybe unintentionally, because we haven't had the conversation, have linked to a couple of past shows that I'm really keen to build on, because I think the two buzzwords I think it came out of what you spoke about there was community and network. So let's start with network and let's actually talk about last week's show, if that's okay. So last week we were joined by Cathy Dunbabin of Open Doors, one of the larger networking groups across Oxfordshire, lots of members. And I know that Get Radio are involved yourselves. And I think the big thing that I think Cathy really kind of shared was about the importance of building a network and the importance of, regardless of where you're at in your business journey, that actually there is a networking group for everyone. But actually, when you go through some of the challenging times, or when it's really important to have a network around you, and it's really important to have that comfort network, that comfort blanket and friends. And actually, it could be a lonely place at the top of a business. But also, I think the other thing she really spoke about was around, actually, when you're having really successful times, it's really, really important to stay consistent, which I think can be extended to radio advertising as well, can't it? So I'm just keen to take your point on the network piece and really how you've seen that of being important as part of, I guess, Get Radio, but also in terms of if we were to go back over the last 180 shows or whatever, actually, how have you seen how networking has become part of the show and what we've done?
So from my personal point of view, before Get Radio, I had never, ever, ever been to a networking meeting. I'd never done one. And I didn't see the value of it. I didn't understand it. That was me before we kind of started. I want to use an example of actually sort of a personal thing that happened and that's still going on that kind of highlight all this. We went to lots of networking meetings, and those meetings were on Zoom. Literally every single one was on Zoom, because when we set up, and we were in a room, a Zoom meeting room, with like-minded business people and sharing stories. And one such kind of person that we kind of went in to meet and chat to and speak to was Rosie, Independent Oxford. Rosie flies the flag for all independent Oxfordshire businesses. And we sat down, and it was like the first phone call we made. We were just like, hey, Rosie, what you do, wow, it's amazing. We love what you do. We love what you stand for. Do you fancy kind of doing our Get Locals? Because that kind of gets, you know, what you do out, as well as what everyone else is kind of doing. And she kind of did that and was on the show and for 18 months, I believe, from when we first started. And she came to us and she was like, after the pandemic and everything like that, she was like, Rich, I'm just so busy. I'm not sure if I've got time for all of this. Is that okay? Can we find? And I was like, of course. Like, this is, you know, this was a two-way street. This was everything. We've still remained firm friends. I still go networking with her. I still go and meet all the indies. We still have her on the show. She's a wonderful person who's done that. And that kind of happened from networking. I look at networking as basically making friends on steroids. Don't take that the wrong way, but
thanks,
it's
Rich.
It is making those connections. I use the business terms and what have you. It is making those connections, but also having those friendships and those connections with people that can introduce you to other people, that can help you out in different facets and different ways. we were networking in the middle of a pandemic, and I know full well that a lot of people would not have had the money or the kind of the will to advertise on radio. Fine. However, fast forward, building relationships, fast forward, working with charities, working with sports teams, working with musicians, putting on events, fireworks, incredible events at the Jericho Tavern. All of these things, actually, then when the time is right for everyone else, you go, oh, actually, James, Rich, let's talk about that. Actually, I know you've mentioned it tons of times, but let's talk about it. So look, for me, networking was a vital part of getting Get Radio off the ground. It got us in front of a lot of Oxfordshire business people, and that was absolutely vital to what we do. And without it, I think if we'd have stayed in our shell, and I think, you know, I think a lot of people can be forgiven for sort of staying in their shell and kind of talking themselves up. But if you're actually doing that in front of people and doing it in front of more and more and more and more people, that's how you grow. That's how you expand, and that's how you ultimately help or give a platform to more and more people.
Absolutely. No, really, really good points. Let's continue the conversation after this.
Introducing you to local trusted experts. This is the Business Brunch, sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Today I'm joined by the superstar that I'm determined to make his face go like a tomato by making him blush and be embarrassed. But I'm joined by Rich Smith of The Breakfast Show and one of the co-founders of Get Radio. And today we're talking about general business. We're reflecting back on some of the past shows so far this year. And I really want to, and I hinted this before the break, that we talk about community. And I think one of the shows that actually... you brought to my attention was back in April. We were joined by Grant Appleton, Charlie Luxton, and Paul Bizzala. Yeah. And we were talking about Hook Norton Community and Land Trust. And for those who haven't listened to that show, definitely use your smart speaker and listen to the podcast version, or head over to the Get Radio site and watch or listen back. And in essence, it was a real community in the village of Hook Norton who had come together. And they had built truly affordable properties for really local people, but also a truly affordable place to work. And it made commercial sense. And that was a real story about a community in Oxfordshire that have really come together and created something that truly is a win-win-win. There aren't any losers as a result of what they do. And they had some really bright, intelligent architects in the town and finance people, and a really together community who just shared their knowledge, their expertise, their skills, and really made something work. I know that you've had various other conversations with Grant, Charlie, and Paul, but what was your take on that show? And what was your takeaway there, Rich?
So in all honesty, it was one of those shows. And when I spoke to them at breakfast, sometimes you just have to sort of sit back and just kind of go, wow. Wow. Like, it's an amazing thing that they're doing. Oxfordshire has issues with housing. It has issues with being very cyclical, with a university town, with people essentially migrating here during the summer and then leaving and coming back and forth and back and forth. So they spotted this issue. But what is amazing is that they were doing something about it. And look, there's two ways of going. It's an amazing thing. It is wonderful. Of course, it needs money to help out with all of this kind of stuff. There's obviously two sides to absolutely everything. But in essence, the fact that that idea was brought to the table, that it was kind of engineered, that it seen the light of day, and that it has been followed through, it's another massive, massive plus and a point for Oxfordshire. You know, innovation, I know we've chatted about innovation before and what have you, but innovation comes at a million and one levels in Oxfordshire. It comes from inventing cures to diseases into actually going, how can we help at a base community level? From housing, yes, of course, but also just various other different projects. you know, community spaces, community hubs, you know, helping other people out. There is a ton of that stuff in this county. And every time I hear about it or something new, I genuinely, I'm not, I know I talk a lot now and what have you, but I genuinely just sit back and just go, wow. And just like listen to these incredible ideas. And with a lot of all of these ideas that happen, and certainly the Hook Norton thing, you sit there and kind of go, oh, it's so obvious, isn't it? It's so obvious. Like you want to help out your village, your neighborhood, your, you know, your community. You want to help out. I think if you ask anyone, no one's going to say, do you want to help out your community? And so, no, I don't care about that. I don't care about it at all. And what they've done, I'll use that steroid thing. It's done something, an idea, and kind of gone, right, let's actually do it and make something of it. So there, what they are doing in Hook Norton is incredible and amazing. But I'm still surprised, but I'm not surprised, because this county brings up some amazing things. It really does.
Absolutely, absolutely. For me, I think another show that really stood out was, I guess, if we look at the life cycles of a business, whether it be, I guess, kind of the early doors, or whether it be the scaling business, or whether it be the been there and done it. And I think that the first show that I'm going to talk about actually probably is the been there and done it and the startup, which is when we did a show all about Brooks. So back in, again, February, I believe it was the 11th, we're joined by Howard Giles and Sarah, and they were talking about how Brooks can support businesses in all aspects. And it was very much about Brooks being one of the largest employers in Oxford, which I was surprised to hear. It was talking about how Brooks do lots of community engagement, but also how they have a huge number of spin-outs, and they have young people that are at university and that are coming up with their business ideas, and that actually they're trying to get into the business ecosystem. And I think that I've had conversations with you lots of times when you were doing your degree and deciding what was next after university. And I think that it's always a really exciting time in that kind of very early stage. And I think that show could also be extended to Sarah O'Reilly, who we both worked with at Reward Tech, who again is a tech startup and growing. So I think if we look at that early stage of business, what are the, I guess, the common traits that you see, and what are your kind of takeaways from those shows? If you think back to the 3.5 years of the radio, what are the consistencies in those very early businesses?
Well, I was going to say one of the consistencies was that I used to work at Brooks. So there's a little comparison for you. But yeah, I used to be in the AV department. You could find me at Wheatley campus on, when did I do it? Did I use Thursday? Thursday, Fridays up there. And then I did weekdays, Tuesday and Wednesday in the afternoon.
I genuinely thought you were going to give a telephone number there, Rich. No, you can find me in the Wheatley department on 01865.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so that was a consistency. In terms of, I guess the kind of similarity that we have goes back to what we were chatting about earlier, is community. We would be nothing without the Oxfordshire community for twofold. There's kind of the community that believes in us, but also we are the ones that believe in the Oxfordshire community as well. And what do I mean by that? Well, okay, believing in us, someone entrusting you to advertise their products on the station. Okay, so your Michael Lyons, 001 Taxis, etc., etc. Those people entrust us, that community entrusts us to do a good job with them. Vice versa, we're kind of there providing that kind of service that allows that, i.e. that you hear great music, that you hopefully have some entertaining shows that you kind of enjoy and listen to, that you feel that you can turn to the radio station for help if you are promoting of an event, if you are a bit low in the morning and you fancy listening to something that will pick you up and perk you up, just, you know, on a Monday to kind of brighten the day up. A song could do that as well. Any of those things that's why community, I guess, in the early and infant stages, was vital to what we wanted to set out to do, because we wanted you can't just. I went through this at the start when we were really first starting out, the first few weeks of Get Radio. Obviously, you know, you try and make a song and dance about what you do, but instantly you're not going to have 50,000 listeners. Those first shows, when I opened up the faders, I went, how are we going to get, how are there going to be more people? Are they going to be, you know, we wanted there to be, of course. And we set in place about getting in front of people. We mentioned networking, which was, a way of getting in front of people. The thing that we still do to this day, which is interviews supporting Oxfordshire on The Breakfast Show from whatever facet, whatever field. I don't think I've said no to an interview. This is where someone will go, no, you said no to me. I'm sure we've not said no to an interview. We've kind of gone, actually, we want you to be out there. So look, that similarity of being intrinsic in the community, it's taken a while to build up because we can't go from zero to everything. It takes time. But that community kind of thing, that's the bedrock of why we started it. And, you know, I think that's, again, what we've touched on all across today, that even from housing projects to Brooks, they want their communities to be the best. And for us, that is Oxford.
No, really, really good points. Really, really good points. I think it's time for a song. So let's have a song and then we'll continue the conversation after this.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson. Sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, Rich? so far on today's show, we've really talked about community. We've talked about the story behind Get Radio. We've talked about networking. We've spoken about that kind of early scale, scale up business. And I think let's really talk about scaling up businesses, because I think we've done two shows that I think have really stood out to me, really. I think as two of the best shows that I think we've done in the whole time of running the Business Brunch. And I think one of which was back in March. So we were joined by David Murray Hundley, who's trying to lose the title of the Grumpy Entrepreneur, but that's what he's known as. And then more recently, we've done a show about scaling the business and when to introduce a senior management team. And I think that was a really, really fascinating show with Martin Sharkey of Cloud Cube, Daniel O'Sullivan of the Experience Specialist Group, and then Yasmin Biggs of Profitability. And I think both of those shows, we were talking big numbers. Like, I think with the David show, I think that when you're on a local radio station in Oxfordshire and you're talking about billion-pound businesses, that makes you really think. And in your 20s, you're suddenly a billionaire and then suddenly bankrupt. It really, really is lots of big learning. And then I think on a more local level, more recently, we spoke with Martin, Daniel and Yasmin, who are at different stages, but they're working in terms of going from one staff member to 70 staff members in 2 years, and really kind of big growth. And I think that for me, I think one of the big things across those two shows is I think that imitation is often the strongest form of flattery. I think that if you're an e-commerce business, I think that you, without being too political here, because I know that people have opinions, I think you probably want to look at Amazon in terms of what Amazon are really good at is they make it very easy for the customer to be able to buy. Mm. But actually, I think we can all aspire in terms of what David and Martin and Yasmin and Daniel have done there. But then I think at the same time, I think there's a lot of shared learning. And I think that all four guests were very, very keen to talk about actually what does it take to scale up a business. And I think that the big, I think, theme that came out for me is, one, it's about taking risk. Mm. It was a risk for me to set up Thompson and Terry. It was a risk for you and James to set up Get Radio, or it's a risk for any business owner to set up their business. But then I think secondly, it's really about understanding that sometimes there's better people than you to do your job. And I think that one of the big traits that I see with a lot of small business owners is that actually you set up a business because you're a really great radio presenter. I'm never going to say that to you publicly again.
But yes, actually, tape it off.
do you necessarily, are you an accountant? Are you a marketeer? Are you a procurement expert? And I think that similarly could be said with most businesses. So I think that there's a big trait here, as I think that a lot of business owners try to wear lots of hats. And I think that if we look at the business whole owners that are holding themselves back, often it is as a result of not handing over freedom and handing over these type of tasks in order for your business to grow and get better and you focus on what you're really good at. What's your take on I guess kind of my views on those shows? And is that a trait that you've recognized whilst listening back to the Business Brunch?
I recognize it. I recognize it for Get Radio like tenfold. Everything you were just saying, I was kind of nodding there, and I was sort of picking out stories and what have you from this to sort of show examples of it. I'll take you back to risk. Okay, risk is a massive thing in business. I think everyone listening who kind of maybe has aspirations of doing something, who is maybe in a larger company under a safety net of kind of doing that, who maybe has got a great idea. There's that risk step. There is that risk step. And I remember James and I talking about this and going, we're either not going to do this or we're going to smash this. Like, there wasn't a case of, it's not a case of like a hobby when you're a kid. Mm. You go, oh, you know, I'm all about skateboarding. I'm all about skateboarding. Girls come along. I'm all about like clothes and fashion now. I'm all about football. It is not really like that. It is more of a kind of right. And especially if you're putting everything into it, i.e., you know, you're working for it, you've taken a back seat with other jobs and what have you. That's really important. So risk is a huge, huge deal. And yeah, I am not the type of person to risk things at all. James, however, is the type of person who lays it on the line, who goes, like I said, either we don't do this, right? That risk means there is no risk. There is no risk if we don't do this. It's zero. We're fine. We plod on with our life. And in my head, I'm like, ah, yeah, no risk. That's lovely. But the other side of it is, here we are 3.5 years down the line of Get Radio, and we took that risk, and we took that plan. And that's, I wouldn't have been able to do that with him. That links on to what you were kind of mentioning about businesses having, I call it horses for courses. Mm. There's people who, I've said this before on the show, that Get Radio doesn't work without me and James, okay? He is phenomenal at the business side of things, the technical side of things. And there's no way on earth that this radio station would work without him. Hopefully, he would say the same in reverse about going, actually, well, I need someone who's able to do a lot with the radio station on a day-to-day basis, making sure that we've got logs running for the next day, stupid things like that. Like, if I don't press a button, the radio stops. Okay, it just stops, you know, and that happens. Doing a breakfast show, it's another staple of your radio diet, if you will. Making sure that we've got a good drive time, so making sure that, you know, the host of the Business Brunch is always happy, because that's very important. All of these things, that's kind of your day-to-day running of it. And James quite simply would not have time to do it. He'd say he would, but he simply just would not have time to do all those
diplomatically put there.
Yes, yeah, you know as well. But the point is, it is the reason it's been successful. And look, we've done things very differently. And I know you sort of mentioned copying is the best form of flattery and kind of, you know, seeing something that is working. I'd sort of go, yes, you are right. But the flip side of that is also see where things aren't working and change that up. The reason why I do a lot of this is because we could have risked everything and employed new staff, T-boys, social media, music, breakfast show host, drive time show, mid-morning host, evening show. We could have done all of that and kind of gone, well, this is what we need. This is what our competitors are doing. We wouldn't have lasted a month. We wouldn't have lasted a month. So as much as you can kind of like copy, there's also tips and tricks that you can pick up. And the proof in the pudding there is that we're still here. We're still going. We're still growing. And there are, you know, you just look around the radio landscape, there are radio stations falling off a cliff all the time because they have this, you know, a slight mentality of going, oh, well, I can't do breakfast and do a travel report. No, it's hard, but you know, that comes one wage. You know, I can't do a breakfast show, a travel report, and do an interview at the same time. No, you can't. Well, I can't set up the interview. Well, you can. I'm proof of that. You can. It's hard work, but isn't that what all businesses, the foundations of it? And this goes back to before setting up Get Radio, before talking about community, before talking about networking, before talking about all the fabulous shows, before getting a business brunch show. All of that. It comes right down to this magic little bean called hard work. And as long as you've got that, I genuinely believe you. Whatever your business is, and I'm not talking just for radio as well, whatever your business is, if you've got that little that, then that is a great foundation.
No, I couldn't agree more. I think a thing that I would add in addition, and it's something I'm really, really passionate about, is I think so many businesses just do not look after their numbers well enough. And I think that a big phrase I want to add to the point that you were making is it's so much easier to spend money than make money. Anyone in any business could very easily spend money. If you put a post up on LinkedIn and say, can I buy something? I've got a check and a bank account that I'd like to empty. I bet you'd be inundated tomorrow. But actually, if you put a post up saying, does anyone want to buy some radio advertising or does anyone want to pay for recruitment services? You probably wouldn't be inundated. Yeah. And I think that that's a really valid thing. And I think that we've recently been up for a business award. And I think that the big thing as part of that interview process that really gave us pride was actually the big thing that came out about Thompson and Terry is that our bookkeeping is up to date daily. We have balance sheets. We've got profit and loss that are really clean and tidy. We've been profitable. And I think that what I think a lot of business owners really mistake is it's not greedy to be profitable and it's not greedy to understand your numbers and be on top of it. And I think that even if you're a charity, yes, you're doing really great work, but actually if you're burying your head in the sand and you're not keeping on top of actually, how are we going to pay salaries? How are we going to help those service users? How are we going to do X? Actually, you're doing everybody a disservice. And I think that the thing that I would really encourage anyone listening at home right now or in their office or at work, really have a look at what do your numbers look like in business and what can you do to really understand what is happening in your business? And actually, are there things that you're buying that you don't need to buy in your business? And I think that's the biggest mistake that we see is it would be so easy for Get Radio to go and hire 10 staff, somebody to do social media, somebody to do programming, somebody to do presenting on all these different shows. But actually, by having one salary there as opposed to 20 salaries, straight away you're having much, much bigger start. So, and I think this really comes on to the final show that I think we've got time to talk about today, which is that exit. And I think that so many business owners that I talk to don't have an exit strategy. And I think it's absolutely fine to, I think a phrase that you and I have discussed when previewing the show, albeit a few weeks ago, was about how deep can the rabbit hole go, which is absolutely fine. But I think that what I see with so many business owners is their only strategy is I'm going to sell the business. And I think the big thing that came out of the show with Stephanie, Zach and Sally, earlier in May, we had that show, was actually 70% of businesses, 80% of businesses that go to market are never sold. Mm. And of those 20% that are sold, actually 70% of those owners regret selling it. And I think that if you tie those stats together, it's really, really scary that such a tiny percentage actually managed to get out. And if my maths is correct, I'm challenging myself, that works out somewhere between 6 and 7% of businesses that go to market are sold and the owner is happy with the value, which is really, really scary. So I think that would be one show that I'm conscious we are running out of time, but that would be one show that I'd really encourage people to head over to the Get Radio website and have a look at. What's your take on that quickly, Rich?
I know we're running out of time, but I think there's two schools of thought. And it kind of comes back to myself and James and what have you. And I remember saying that I was sort of looking at how deep the rabbit hole goes, because there's that the kind of the community aspect of all of this, of kind of going, okay, well let's see how many people we can improve the lives of, whether it be having a fun time at breakfast, whether it be enjoying some of the music we play, whether it be seeing us at the fireworks, whether it be seeing us at an event. There's that side of business, okay? And you can't really put a price on that side of the business because it's someone else's enjoyment and love and hopefully happiness that they get from time to time. And the flip side of that is the numbers side of things, which is James's side. Which is the kind of like, okay, right, we need to be at this level by this point in this month. Okay, well, in this point in next year, this is where we need to be. And yeah, there's opportunity then to go, okay, well, we can maybe take on more staff, but we need to get to this level first. There may be opportunity to get to this level to potentially sell the business. But then it's that looking of, is that right for you? Would you, like you say, would you miss it from that kind of, I really loved owning and running a radio station. I miss that now. And can I put a price on that? Yeah, you might have a nice price, like you said, you know. But then you might actually go, actually, I enjoy the day-to-day running of it. I enjoy the getting up early. You might miss, you know, those stupid things that you kind of go, well, I definitely won't miss all that. And you kind of go, oh, actually, I really, really do. So it's, as much as the financial side is absolutely and of course vital and useful, and I'm forever cracking the whip and asking, how much was that? Are you sure we need? Okay. There's also that kind of like really, really warm and fuzzy feeling where someone goes, oh wow, yeah, Get Radio. Oh yeah, yeah, good tunes. Oh yeah, I really like the Business Brunch. Yeah, we listen on Sunday. Just we'll go short. That I can't put a price on. So yeah, there's again, that's that two-way thing yet again.
No, absolutely. Right, we are very almost at the end of the show, but one of the things, as you know, we love to do is give a passing tip. So of everything that's been discussed today or something I've missed, what's your takeaway passing tip for those listening at home?
Okay, we talked about community quite a lot today, and I'm going to finish on community. I'm going to challenge everyone listening right now to be involved in your community in some way. And I'm going to make that challenge in a weird and wonderful way. Being involved in your community doesn't mean that you need to change the world right now after the show and you go and need to sell your house and give all your money to charity. No. That is maybe just having a conversation with someone in a pub who's sitting alone. It's as simple and as base as that. That's what I want to challenge you. So go and do and be in your community where you are listening now, whether you're in, like me in Whitney or what have you, in Ensham, in your Wallingfords, in your Oxfords or what have you. Just go and do something for your community. If it's dropping some food at a food bank, I know it's ridiculous if we have them, but if it's doing that, it's just a little something. If it's just saying thank you to someone or saying hello, do that. Simple things.
Amazing. What a way to end the show. But that is the end of the show. So thank you so much, Rich, for joining me on the Business Brunch here on Get Radio today. It's been nice having you the other side of the microphone, and we'll be back to normal normal business.
Whatever that is.
So next week, we are joined by a brand new guest. And next week, I'm joined by Stacey Wilson of Infinity Nation. So for those who don't know Infinity Nation are quite a large marketing agency, and where their real specialist area is around e-commerce. So they're going to be taught. Stacey's kindly joining us as a COO to be talking about how can you sell more online, or if you're a business that isn't currently online or selling online, what is the process in order to be able to do that? So that's sure to be a really, really great one. I've known Stacey for a long time, haven't even worked with her previously. So another former colleague. Finally, just a reminder that you can listen to this show on the radio or online every Sunday at 11 a.m. There's also a podcast version, which is available on all your favorite podcast platforms and is released on the Monday morning, and do look out for that video format so you can see Rich's pretty face, which is available on the Get Radio Facebook page and the website every Tuesday. But for now, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, eat lots, and eat really lots, and I'll see you again next week.